From what we learn about the recent would-be Trump assassin, he seems to have clearly been an asset of the deep state. He's been criminally charged over 100 times, including once for possessing an unregistered fully automatic firearm. He was recruiting mercenaries to fight in Ukraine and was on the mainstream news to discuss this.
This conflict is definitely black and white. This is about good versus evil. We're battling a situation here where, you know, the Ukrainians and the rest of the world are caring and kind and generous and unselfish, and for some reason Russia does not grasp this concept that we're all one unit. Seems asinine that we have a leader in a country that does not understand the concept of being unselfish and being generous.
He appeared in a video promoting the Azov Brigade. And despite all this, he was somehow able to get a rifle across state lines and within shooting distance to Donald Trump just 2 months after a failed assassination attempt. As Edward Snowden pointed out, there is an Oswald vibe here. And he's right. Almost every assassination conspiracy in history has the same telltale signs. Take deep state heavyweight George H.W. Bush, for instance. Although he said he didn't remember where he was that day, George Bush was in Dallas when JFK was shot. He confidentially reported into the FBI with a cryptic message an hour after the assassination from the Sheraton Dallas Hotel. During this time, George Bush was covertly working for the CIA. CIA asset George de Morenschildt, who became friends with Lee Harvey Oswald a year before the JFK assassination, was family friends with George Bush. Bush wrote in an internal CIA memo that he first met him in the early 40s and was associated with him for over a decade. Fast forward to when George Bush was vice president alongside President Ronald Reagan, and Reagan was shot by John Hinckley. The Hinckley family was friends with the Bush family since the 1950s when they were neighbors in Midland, Texas. The Hinckleys were donors to George Bush's political campaigns and supported George W. when he first launched his political career. The families were still close at the time of the shooting, but this was ignored by the media. George Bush's son, Neil Bush, said that he was scheduled to have dinner with John Hinckley's brother, Scott, the day after the shooting, and told the press that Scott Hinckley had been at his house for his surprise birthday party a couple months earlier. John Hinckley Jr. was living with his parents during the time he shot Reagan. His father, John Hinckley Sr., was employed at World Vision, a nonprofit funded by CIA proxy USAID. The lone gunman who shot and killed John Lennon, Mark David Chapman, was also an employee of World Vision. In the fall of 1980, Hinckley was arrested at Nashville Airport carrying three guns and was believed to have been stalking President Jimmy Carter, the political opponent of George Bush at the time. The police let him go. Right after that, Hinckley was reportedly stalking the actress Jodie Foster and claims to have been hearing voices in his head. Notes written by Hinckley were later found where he wrote of a conspiracy to assassinate the president. This was dismissed by his parents as being an imaginary conspiracy and ignored by the court. Dozens of pages concerning Hinckley's personality, his associates, and his financials were deleted by the FBI, and it was decided that Hinckley was insane and acting alone. He was sent to St. Elizabeth's Mental Hospital, a hospital with a long history of involvement with the CIA's MKUltra program. This is just a quick glimpse at one of the many old soldiers of the deep state. This sort of thing has been going on forever. The only difference now is that the younger generation, most likely victims of trauma-based mind control themselves, don't seem to have the skills or the motivation that their parents and grandparents once had. And because of the internet, more people are seeing it and pushing for the truth. And maybe someday we will stand up against it rather than watch it slowly eat us all. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
War Room starts after this break.
helmets are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. With 47 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes until the presidential election. And I have a huge stack of news on my desk today, just dealing with some of the recent developments in lawsuits and in some of the efforts being made to clear the voter rolls of illegal voters. Very significant stuff. We are also going to be monitoring Trump's rally in Nassau County in New York, where there was an interesting story developing earlier today. And so, ladies and gentlemen, 60,000 people requested tickets. You're seeing the overflow crowd right now lined up to try and get in a pretty big venue there. You see it on the screen. It looks like, a hockey arena that he's going to be in there. And, of course, the massive crowds of people lined up before just trying to get in. 60,000 requests for tickets. And that's in New York. And yes, there was a developing story this morning with reports of an explosive device found in a car, and then the story gets stranger when it takes a turn. And they say, oh no, some guy was doing a bomb sniffing dog training drill. So we'll have all that for you as well. But we're going to be monitoring the Trump rally. And, of course, when he goes live, we'll be covering that live as well. Trump's first rally since the second assassination attempt at the golf course. But, you know, I've been saying it. Trump needs to go to, because that's probably a minor league hockey arena. Maybe it holds 10,000 or so, I'm guessing. Looks like a pretty big arena. He needs to start going to professional hockey arenas. I mean, I still think he should try to fill a football stadium. And I bet he could if they played it right. I would go for Jerry World in Fort Worth. That's where I would go, where the Dallas Cowboys play. And just make a big thing of it. Kid Rock concert. Waka Flocka. Any of these other musicians and rock stars that like Donald Trump, have them play. Bring Creed on out. They'd probably be honored to play too. So we'll be monitoring that when it goes live. Now, there's a lot coming up today
dealing with Kamala Harris. And this woman is really a disaster. There's no other way to put it. It's hard to believe. Harris Walz has got to be the least viable ticket ever. It has to be the biggest joke ticket ever. You've never had two less serious people that don't belong anywhere near the White House. And, of course, Kamala Harris, already the VP. But she's doing some interviews now, and she did an interview with the National Association of Black Journalists, which is mostly just a snooze fest and a softball pitching contest. But we'll play some of those clips. But then there's some unearthed clips of Kamala Harris and things that she said as a DA. And then there's some victims of some of her heavy-handed tactics when she was a DA who are stepping forward and telling their stories as well, including one mother that Kamala Harris put in jail. So we're going to have that for you as well. But Donald Trump has just released this statement as we're gearing up for a vote on the continued resolution, and now the SAVE Act is attached to it. Mike Johnson can't even rally Republicans around this bill. He's already lost support of Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene. There will probably be others. And Thomas Massey said this yesterday as Speaker Johnson announced he would put the SAVE Act in the continued resolution for six. It would be a 6-month continued resolution, just like Thomas Massey predicted. He says, like an undead but doomed zombie, the continued resolution plus SAVE Act is back. Speaker Johnson is fake fighting by attaching a bright, shiny object that he will later abandon to a bill that continues our path of destructive spending. I won't be any part of this insulting charade. I'm a hell no. And you had Speaker Johnson doing the media tour. We've got to fund the government. It's our job to make sure that the government is funded. How about no? You know, it hit me today because I got a bunch of stories on the Springfield situation too, and I got some new videos on the Springfield situation, and it hit me today. Speaker Johnson up there fighting for government spending. We've got to fund the government. It's our job to fund the government. The American people are getting crushed. But it's even beyond that. When I look at the situation, this is why the situation in Springfield is so important. Because it's not just Springfield, and I even debated doing a whole show. I mean, I could dedicate an hour to this. And I could do a whole show. I already got messages on X of people saying, hey, I live in Pennsylvania. I live in this town. We got all these migrants here too. I could do a whole show. I could open up the phone lines. I could say, hey, are you in a small town? What are you seeing with migrants? You'll get calls from all over America. It's not just Springfield, Ohio. Maybe it's the worst. Maybe not, but that's what has the focus. It's not just Springfield. This is happening all over the country. But see, forget about the eating the cats, the eating the dogs. Forget about the ritualistic beheading and demonic exercises that these Haitian migrants are doing with these animals. It's all confirmed. Just forget about that for a second. Let's not even think about that for the sake of this conversation. The story in Springfield is important because it highlights the essence of what the current regime thinks about you, the American. It pinpoints and focuses on the agenda and the priority of the current administration, which will be carried over by Harris Walz's administration. The American is last. It's unfathomable that 20,000 Haitians can get flown in from an island, a godforsaken island. The Dominicans don't even want them. That 20,000 Haitians can get flown in on government dime, on a government app, You have to get patted down at the airport, by the way. You've got to have multiple forms of ID, and you got to spread your cheeks, American. You get treated like a criminal if you want to fly in your home country. But the Haitians hop on a plane, they get everything taken care of, they get put into the small town America, and then they get free health care, they get taken to the bank to get a loan for a car, they get to be 20 years old and go to school with your 15-year-old daughter. You get kicked out of your apartment. Haitians move in. They clear out the homeless shelters, fill it with Haitians. See, that's the essence. The American citizen is last. And so it's unfathomable. How can anybody vote for a Democrat? That's why the Springfield story is so important. And there's more eyewitness accounts. Yeah, we can bring it up. They're eating the cats, the dogs, whatever. They're doing demonic ritualistic sacrifices and beheadings of the domestic park animals, all confirmed. Clearing out citizens, clearing out homeless, filling it with Haitians. It's all on record. And that's the message. Get out of the way, American. Get to the back of the line, American. We're bringing in non-citizens. They're replacing you. And we're going to subsidize their entire existence, which of course means you, the taxpayer, you're paying for it. That's why Springfield is so important. That's why they don't want you talking about it. That's why they want you to not even believe it exists. In fact, there is no Springfield, Ohio. The town doesn't even exist. It's not even there. So I could sit here and do a whole show. I could open up the phone lines. You'll hear from all over America. Where do you think 15 million illegal immigrants that have crossed the border in the last 3.5 years under Biden-Harris, where do you think they're going? They're not vanishing into thin air. Yeah, you've got probably a couple hundred thousand in Chicago, a couple hundred thousand in New York City, a couple hundred thousand downtown Los Angeles, San Francisco. So, yeah, you've got your big masses of them in these big cities. That ain't 15 million. No, you got 20 million. You got 20,000 in Springfield, Ohio. You got 10,000 in small town Pennsylvania. You got 30,000 outside of Houston. They're everywhere. And so it's the whole concept that the American citizen, get to the back of the line. The American citizen, you're not a priority. And you're going to work and pay taxes and subsidize the lives of non-citizens. Now, look at this headline on NBC News. Trump plans to visit Springfield, Ohio, the site of his baseless claims about Haitian immigrants. Baseless claims, says NBC News. So again, is NBC News that lazy and they just don't even bother to look into it? Has anybody from NBC News been to Springfield, Ohio? We play clips here every day of the residents. I've got a compilation of the residents talking about it. And they just say baseless claims. So no, the story of Springfield, Ohio is a big deal because it's not just Springfield, Ohio. Springfield, Ohio represents what the Democrats are doing to hundreds of American cities and what they will do to the entire country. Prioritize non-citizens over the American citizen. And so, getting back to the start of it, and then I have to sit here and hear from Speaker Johnson, well, we got a duty to fund this government. You got a duty? How about you got a duty to stop the illegal immigrant invasion? How about that? How about you got a duty to figure out what the hell is going on with President Trump, 2 assassination attempts? Clearly, the federal agencies are compromised. probably a leaker, maybe a mole in his inner circle, and you're sitting here saying you got to fund the government? So Donald Trump had this to say. If Republicans don't get the SAVE Act and every ounce of it, they should not agree to a continuing resolution in any way, shape, or form. Democrats are registering illegal voters by the tens of thousands as we speak. They will be voting in the 2024 presidential election, and they shouldn't be allowed to. Only American citizens should be voting in our most important election in history, or any election. A vote must happen before the election, not after the election when it is too late. Be smart, Republicans. You've been pushed around long enough by the Democrats. Don't let it happen again. Remember, this is Biden-Harris' fault, not yours. And Mike Johnson is, he's too afraid. He's scared of a government shutdown, which isn't even a government shutdown. It's a misnomer anyway. I wish it was a government shutdown. That'd actually be nice. No, we just got assassination attempts, Trump's plane failing, and Mike Johnson wants to fund the government, guys. Yeah. By the way, you know those guys working at Secret Service that are letting people within a couple hundred yards of Donald Trump, they're getting promotions. How about that? They're getting promotions. They said, we didn't need a drone at the golf course. We didn't need a drone. Really? You didn't need a drone because there was a guy in the bushes with a gun. Secret Service did its job. Oh, really? Probably another 20 minutes go by. Trump plays one more hole, probably gets shot. Again. But we didn't need a drone. Oh, yeah, a drone with thermals that would have no doubt located the guy in the bush for 12 hours before Trump's golf prom again. Oh, yeah. And y'all get raises. Y'all get bonuses. Y'all get promoted. Wow. Great work. And then there's this story. And it was big this morning. And kind of the morning news cycle all covered it. Cops shoot down bogus report of explosives found near Trump's Long Island rally site. Police said Wednesday there was no validity to reports that explosives had been found near the site of former President Donald Trump's Long Island rally. This was happening this morning. There were already probably 10,000 people outside of this venue waiting for Trump. A Nassau County police spokesman denied the claims circulating on social media just hours before Trump's campaign event was set to take place at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Uniondale. The unconfirmed reports earlier had wrongly claimed that an explosive device was discovered in a vehicle during security checks at the rally. The spokesman for the police said reports of explosives being found at the site are unfounded. Police said they are questioning a person. This is where it gets ridiculous. What the hell is going on? Police said they are questioning a person who, quote, may have been training a bomb detection dog near the site. The individual with the bomb dog falsely reported explosives being found, and that individual is currently being detained by police. What in the hell is going on? Guy's just out there training a bomb-sniffing dog, and then there's reports of explosives, and they say, oh, no, they're just doing, it's some guy just doing a training drill, but he's arrested. So, doesn't make any sense, but whatever. We're in the Twilight Zone. Hey, don't worry. Speaker Johnson is going to fund the government, guys. So, rest easy. Deep state trying to kill Trump, leaker inside the federal agencies, mole inside of his inner circle. Let's get a continued resolution going, huh? That's what we're all thinking about. That's what we all really want. That's what we all really need. Now, I do have this stack of election news here. Pennsylvania court rejects Cornel West's bid to get on ballot. So they don't want him on the ballot in Pennsylvania because he'll take votes from Democrats. So they're strategically keeping him off the ballot, putting him on some ballots. I mean, imagine that. They just say, nope, you're not on the ballot. I mean, what the hell? take Trump off the ballot. They tried that. Remember that deal? Remember when they tried to keep Trump off the ballot? Democrats, we're just not going to put you on the ballot. Yeah. So, okay, that's what's going on in Pennsylvania. They know Cornel West would take votes away from Harris. By the way, bad news for Democrats. Democrats' advantage narrows in Pennsylvania voter registrations. It's the lowest it's been in decades. Lowest it's been in decades. But again, it doesn't matter. They got the whole game rigged in Pennsylvania with the mail-in voting. And what is it, guys? Like 10-1 poll watchers? I think it's even more than that. Republicans are suing over it. It's totally illegal. They don't care. They just don't care. The Democrats have like 10-1 poll watchers in Pennsylvania. And the Republicans are like, well, what the hell is going on here? They say, what? It's, we're just choosing all Democrats. We just don't want Republicans there when we're counting the votes. Yeah. So imagine you go to a Lakers basketball game. They're playing the Celtics, and the ref has a Lakers jersey on. You're like, oh. The refs have a Lakers jersey on? Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's totally normal. Oh, the Celtics have 50 fouls and Lakers have zero? Oh. Oh, Democrats 10-1 poll watchers in Pennsylvania? come on. No big deal. Trump leads Harris in poll of Teamsters members. Now, usually this leans left. 58% in a poll of Teamsters, 58% said they're voting for Trump. 31% said Harris. So these are all good signs that Trump would win Pennsylvania. But again, it's not a... Are they going to be stuffing the mail-in ballots? There's your question. Are the Democrats going to be doing how they did it in Atlanta, in Philadelphia, and just triple, quadruple counting ballots in blue areas where they know that they can increase their lead? What are we doing about that? Yeah, Trump's leading in the polls. Yeah, Republicans are registering more voters. What are we doing about 10-1 Democrats poll watching? What are we doing about mail-in ballots that are completely illegal and illegitimate? Errors in citizenship checks put 97,000 Arizona voters' eligibility in limbo. Oh. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And now they're trying to decide if the voters need to show documented proof of citizenship. That's literally going on. Maricopa County, Phoenix. Maricopa County Recorder's Office filed an emergency petition asking the Arizona Supreme Court to rule on whether the voters affected by this problem should be required to provide documented proof of citizenship before the November election in order to vote a full ballot. So, obviously, the Democrats don't want that to happen. They don't want voter ID. They don't want proof of citizenship. 100,000 votes, 100,000 potential voters in Arizona affected by this. 100,000 voters affected by this. That can swing an election, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what we're really up against here.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I'm a evil person. And I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you. That's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's a thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So we're looking more into these numbers as you see the massive crowd. The arena there is actually pretty big. It does host minor league basketball and I believe a professional lacrosse team. It looks like it has housed NHL games in the past. Big concerts. Its max capacity is 15,000. So it's a serious arena. 60,000 tickets requested. And the crew pointing out, like, well, look at all the stadiums. If you get 60,000 people, he could fill Dodger Stadium, Yankee Stadium probably. I don't know. Yankee Stadium might be, it's probably right around 60,000. That would fill most baseball stadiums. Man, I mean, it's like so crazy because it's almost like, you know, obviously the security risk for Trump doing anything outdoors is high. It's about as high as level as you can get. But I guess putting that aside, could you imagine like the Trump baseball stadium tour? I mean, how cool would that be? Trump rally at Dodger Stadium, Trump rally Yankee Stadium, Trump rally Fenway Park, Trump rally Wrigley Field. Oh my, inject that into my veins. He could do it. Just need a little little marketing, little strategy, and he could do it 100%. 100%, the Trump Baseball Stadium rally tour would be a massive success. Just totally Americana, just like, oh man, it'd be great. But it's like they can't even probably do that because of the security risk. But he could do a football venue, he could do an indoor venue like AT&T Stadium in Dallas. 60,000 tickets requested, folks. 60,000. 60,000. Oh, but Kamala Harris rally size. Kamala Harris rally size. And then Trump gets 60,000 tickets requested. By the way, they don't have... Oh. Now, that's nice. They don't have to bus people in. Kamala Harris buses hundreds, if not thousands of people to her rallies. So Trump doesn't have to bus people in. Trump doesn't have to hire a performer or a musician to fill the arena like Harris does. But I guess I'm just dreaming here. I'm just dreaming of a Trump baseball stadium tour. Aren't we all, though, now? Aren't you, too? Kamala Harris rally size. Kamala Harris rally size. What about Trump's rallies? Oh, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. All right, folks. I want you to make sure you're getting your supplements. All right? I need to make sure you in the audience are healthy and you're getting your vitamins and your minerals and you're getting your supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. I need to remind you to shop at InfoWarsStore.com to get your vitamins, to get your supplements. All right, this is your reminder to get it done. And by the way, lots of specials and sales happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is in stock and on sale. Tastes great, is good for you. One scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, more than 100% daily value. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, and so much more. Just one scoop every day. That's what Vitamin Mineral Fusion does for you at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it while it lasts. 40% off. Get it while it lasts. 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You better be taking your vitamins. You better be taking your supplements. You better be doing your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. This is your reminder. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right. So again, lawsuit, we go back to Arizona. Lawsuit could bar Arizona residents with missing citizenship documents from voting in state races. Missing citizenship documents. Oh, you mean they're not citizens? I love it. NBC News just waxing over this stuff. Remember the NBC News headline we read in the last segment? Baseless claims about Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio. Baseless claims. They're baseless. Arizona residents with missing citizenship documents. No, they just don't have their documents. Yes. Oh, baseless claims. Missing documents. That's called propaganda, ladies and gentlemen. So you got 100,000 illegal votes that are probably going to be removed in Arizona. The Democrats are going to fight to get the Arizona Supreme Court to say, nope, you don't have to show a proof of citizenship to vote. So that's where it's at in Arizona. That could change the race in Arizona. I think Biden beat Trump. It was very small margin in Arizona. Definitely less. I think it was pretty sure it was less than 100,000. So, I mean, that's game changing stuff. And this is happening everywhere. It's happening everywhere. So maybe Arizona back in play for Trump. The sleeper case trying to stop Trump and the RNC from intimidating voters and poll watchers. Ooh. These Republican poll watchers. We don't want you there. Detroit election workers. Oh, excuse me here. A nearly four-year-old legal effort by black voters to convince a court to prevent former President Donald Trump and the Republican Party from potentially intimidating voters and poll workers.
is coming back to life. Yes. Those Republicans are sitting outside the polling areas and they're intimidating people. Just their presence there. They're staring you down. Threatening you. Yes, and it's black voters. Yeah, Republicans are sitting around at the polling stations in Michigan just looking for black voters to intimidate. Yeah. That's what CNN wants you to believe. That's what the Democrats want you to believe. But see, they're saying, oh, so we can't have Republican poll watchers in Michigan. So you got 10 to 1, Democrats to Republicans in Pennsylvania. And then in Michigan, they're just saying, we can't have any Republicans. We can't have those racist Republicans. They're intimidating black voters. Yeah. Yeah, they're standing out there threatening them. By the way, and they'll say, baseless claims of Springfield, Pennsylvania. Show me any evidence of any situation where there's a Republican intimidating black voters at the polls. Go ahead. You want to go back to segregation days? You want to go back to the Jim Crow era? Oh, those were Democrats. So that doesn't work either. Yeah, there's them blocking the windows in Philadelphia. I mean, it's ridiculous. 10 to 1 Democrats to Republicans in Pennsylvania poll watchers, literally against the law, literally illegal. And then Democrats are fighting with lawsuits in Detroit, and they're saying Republicans are intimidating voters, and so there can't be any Republican poll watchers. Trump and RNC go after Michigan and Nevada with lawsuits over election integrity. Oh, no. Democrats say you can't be there, Republicans. You're intimidating black voters. And so what are they asking for? Well, they want signature verification and the Democrats don't. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? The RNC unveiled two lawsuits targeting Democrat secretaries of state in Nevada and Michigan. Both lawsuits seek to alter local election procedures. Well, they just want to make sure that the signature verification is solid. So they want to make sure there is a strong signature verification on absentee and mail-in ballots. And the Democrats don't like that. Isn't that something? But hey, Trump's a threat to our democracy. The RNC claims that its election integrity team found instances where election workers did not verify the signatures of ballots. Oh, no kidding. Yeah, kind of like when a mail truck full of ballots showed up at 3:30 in the morning with 100,000 votes for Joe Biden with no signatures. Or remember in the aftermath when you had affidavits and you had investigations and they went down on some of these signatures and it was the same person signing hundreds of votes? Remember that? Well, CNN didn't cover it, but we did. And now, because of the mail-in votes, we don't know when we can declare a winner. Election officials warn that widespread problems with the U.S. mail system could disrupt voting. The election results could take a while. More Americans are using mail-in ballots. Suspicious. Which take longer to count than those cast in person. So why are we doing mail-in ballots? Here's an idea. Let's just not have any mail-in ballots. Problem solved. How about no mail-in ballots? Zero. Mail-in ballots. How about that? That'd be nice. That'd probably be the way to go on that deal, huh? Now, let's wrap up some of this other political news, and then we will go to Springfield. Wall's appointee with apparent Chinese Communist Party ties could expose potential VEEF's national security weakness.
Chang Wang is vice chair representing Chinese ancestry on the CAPM board, with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz under congressional scrutiny for his connections to Chinese entities. One top lawmaker fumed at allegations he had appointed a Chinese political party member to a state board. That's James Comer. And the House has actually, a House committee with James Comer has demanded answers on Walz's China connections. The House Committee on Oversight and Accountability is demanding answers about any ties Democrat VP candidate and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has to the Communist Party of China. Well, Walz has been mingling with the Chinese Communists since 1989 on record. He's been to China dozens of times. He says he's proud of it. He's proud of that. One of Walz's chairperson appointments on the Council of Asian Pacific Minnesotans is a person with ties to Chinese third largest political party. Is that his friend Chang Wang? But see, we don't talk about that. See, if it's a Democrat, notice the pattern here. If it's a Democrat that is stuffing his coat pockets with gold bullion from Egypt, we don't talk about it. Nobody's demanding for Bob Menendez to resign or step down. The Republicans booted George Santos out, couldn't get rid of him fast enough, lost the House seat because of it. Bob Menendez gains 50 pounds when he comes home from Egypt because he's stuffed with gold. Oh, no, we don't cover that. Not a big scandal, not a big news story. Nobody calling for him to step down. Yeah. Tim Walz and all his Chinese communist agents, Eric Swalwell sleeping with a Chinese spy. Who else just had the New York governor's office with Chinese agents? We just brush these things under the rug. So this is the media's approach. Hey, a congressman was just found with a Chinese spy. Oh, okay. What party is said congressman with? Democrats. That's not a story. Oh, what party is said congressman with? Republicans. I want it on the front page. I want it on the second page. I want it to be the lead story on the primetime news. Let's go, people. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. But if it's a Democrat, not a story. Not a story. The House Republicans are also demanding answers into Biden's $42 billion broadband internet program. Well, see, there's a problem here. There's a problem. Nobody has been connected to the internet. See, that's the problem. And the senators have just sent Kamala Harris a nice letter about this. Senators write Vice President Kamala Harris over her mismanagement of a $42 billion program to expand internet access. After over 1,000 days, not a single person has been connected to the internet with the $42 billion package. It's actually $42.45 billion. So what is that? Just an extra $450 million in there? You know, it's just an extra $450 million. Yeah, whatever. Just $42 billion floating around for internet. Nobody's been connected. Just $10 billion for electric vehicle charging stations. They built 7. These Democrats really are good. They're really efficient, aren't they? There's actually something extremely off with Tim Walz. You guys agree with that? There's something really off about this guy. Just something, you know, he just puts, there's a vibe, there's some, there's just something wrong with that guy. So, $42.45 billion to connect people to the internet, Biden's broadband internet plan, and nobody has been connected. What a joke. What an absolute joke this country is. What an absolute joke our government is. But Speaker Johnson says we got to fund the government. We got to make sure we fund the government. It's our job in Congress to fund the government. No, actually, your job in Congress is to protect our rights. See, you seem to have forgotten your job. Your job is not to fund the government, actually. Your first order of business is to protect our rights. And you're not doing that. So maybe we're not interested in funding the government. We got to fund the government. Oh, the government that spent $42 billion to connect people to the internet. No one's been connected. That government. The government that's $10 billion and builds 7 electric vehicle powering stations. That government. We got to fund it, huh? We got to fund it, he says. Man, the government that censors Americans. That government. The government that violates the First Amendment. That government, we got to fund that, Speaker Johnson. We got to fund the government that has a leaker that's trying to get Donald Trump killed. Got to fund the government. Yeah, that's pretty good. Something really weird with that guy, man, I'm telling you. I really do think he's like the Joker. Biden-Harris administration announces $623 million in grants to continue building out electric vehicle charging network. They didn't... to continue. The continue. Oh, my gosh. This is just... Can you imagine? You call me up and you say, hey, I need you to build a deck in my backyard... From the back door. Can you build me a deck? You know, I don't know, maybe 100 square feet. Build me a deck. All right. You pay me whatever the cost is. You pay me a couple $1,000. I come out there to build a deck. You come out there. It's been a month. And you come out there. And I'm sitting out there in a lounge chair. And one board has been put up. One board. And you say, hey, didn't we hire you to build a deck? Yeah. Well, where's the deck? Well, there's a board right there. Oh, okay. Well, here, how about some more money? Why don't you keep building the deck? Here's more money to build the deck that you're not building. What a joke. So $7.5 billion was not enough. At a billion apiece for an electric. I mean, wow. Who got that deal? You retired. You're retired. You're done. $1 billion to make one electric vehicle charging station. So actually, see, so how is that 600? What was it? Another 620 million? That's not even enough. They're short. You're short about 500 mil. Don't you know those electric vehicle charging stations, when the government is building them, don't you know that they cost $1 billion a piece? So $623 million ain't going to cut it. You're about 400 million short, Jack. Sorry. When the government builds electric vehicle charging stations, it's $1 billion a pop. Unbelievable. Oh, the crew is just pulling up all of these. Oh, this is from last month. This is from last month. EV charging gets another massive funding push from Biden administration. Another 520. Well, see, guys, another 521. Well, see, but this makes sense because they realized that $623 million was not enough even for one charging station. So they put the extra $500 million. So that adds up. It's when the government builds charging stations, it's $1 billion a piece. What don't you get? You stupid American. Don't you understand anything? And when the government spends $42 billion to connect people to the internet, nobody gets connected. And Speaker Johnson says we need to fund that government. But I'll tell you what, if there's a gay fish somewhere if there's a gay shrimp somewhere in Louisiana and we can have a shrimp-sized treadmill, We will build that treadmill, we will find that shrimp, and we will put it on that treadmill, and we will study that damn homosexual shrimp running on that treadmill, and we don't know why, but we'll do it, damn it.
Man,
the same government that censors Americans, Attorney General of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, with this announcement last night. We are moving to obtain merits discovery in Missouri versus Biden to dismantle the Biden-Harris censorship regime once and for all. This lawsuit is for every American who has been censored by our government. The fight for free speech is just beginning. Yeah, and so now we remember we played the Hillary Clinton clip yesterday. She wants criminal charges for people who have speech she disagrees with. But that's not just Hillary Clinton. That's the Democrat Party. So it's a clip now of Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, and then what we saw yesterday from Hillary Clinton. None of them believe in free speech. Their oath to the Constitution means nothing. They probably don't even know what the Bill of Rights is at this point. So here's just a little compilation. Harris, Walz, and then the Clinton clip from yesterday, all anti-free speech, clip 5.
We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy.
Yeah, free speech.
And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable.
Pause it real quick here. Because let's translate this. I think she's thinking about Elon Musk and X is what she's saying. Why is she, if you profit off it? She's talking about social media platforms that have free speech. She's talking about X. That's what she's talking about. I'm telling you, folks, if Harris gets in, they're going to shut X down. They're going to shut Rumble down. And those are just kind of the big obvious names where people are going that have been censored. I mean, our shows have done well on X since they've let us back on there. Kind of getting bigger every day. So that's what she's talking about. We'll come back and finish with Tim Walz. His statement is even worse. But that's what she's talking about. But it's any platform. Any platform the left or the deep state doesn't control, they will get rid of. They will censor free speech. No doubt if Harris gets in, that's on the agenda. They will shut down X. They will shut down Rumble.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
AZFM.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So let's give this even more context with Kamala Harris. Let's give a specific example. Mark Zuckerberg came out and admitted this now. Now, the Biden-Harris regime and the Democrats, and remember they had that one crazy lady who was in charge of the censorship bureau for a little bit, and then they shut it down because it was so ridiculous. They're still doing it. They just removed the marquee and just put it back underground. The Hunter Biden laptop story. The Democrats sent out notices, the intelligence communities sent out notices to all these social media networks, and they said, censor this story. And then they did. But it was true. That's what we're talking about. But so now Kamala Harris is saying, if they make a request to censor a story, let's say Springfield, if they make a request to censor the Springfield, Ohio story, and they send that out to all their friends in the social media companies, and then you don't censor that story, they will shut you down and they will fine you, maybe imprison you. That's what Kamala Harris is saying. She's talking directly about Elon Musk, who's freed X as now the premier number one platform for social media free speech. And really, I would say it's the closest thing to like a public forum when it's dealing with news and current events and really anything. I mean, pop culture as well, but it's news junkie central now. And so that's a direct threat at Elon Musk, that if you don't censor what the Democrats tell you to censor, they will shut you down. So let's just, now that we have that context, let's just play the full clip again here with then not just Kamala, but what Walls says is actually even worse. Go ahead.
We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms, because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platform, we are going to hold you accountable.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrent.
Why are Democrats so afraid of free speech? Why are Democrats so afraid of voter ID? Isn't that something? Why are the Democrats so afraid of free speech and voter ID laws? Why? Why? Because they can't win in the arena of ideas and debate and policy? Because they can't win in a free and fair election? One legal voter, one legal vote? Is that why they're so scared? I mean, folks, they just tell you it all. Oh, it's hate speech. I mean, good God. Can you imagine 4 years of Kamala Harris talking? I mean, just like, just bash my head in with a sledgehammer. Cyber warfare? Spreading hate speech? This hate speech? Oh, my God. But see, that's just their cover. That, no. They don't want the Biden laptop story, they'll censor it. They don't want the Biden diary story, they'll censor it. They don't want the Nord Stream 2 pipeline story, they'll censor it. They don't want the Springfield, Ohio story, they'll censor it. And they don't want you talking about the Trump assassination attempt. They'll censor it. That's what they're saying. If Kamala Harris gets in, folks, they'll censor anything and everything. They'll probably even shut down X. and Rumble and anybody else they don't control.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, you want total cringe? You want pure cringe? We've got some Kamala Harris for you. Oh. Oh my gosh. Listen to this latest word salad. Listen to this latest word salad from Kamala Harris. We might have two. I think maybe we have 3 and 9. Maybe we should go. Hold on. Let's hear the profound words of Harris first by here in clip 9.
I grew up understanding the children of the community are the children of the community.
Ah. Hold on. That was so powerful. That was so genius. I got to hear that one again. In fact, I don't even sure I fully comprehend. Hold on. Play that for me one more time.
I grew up understanding the children of the community are the children of the community.
Wow. Somebody put that down on a quote and frame it and put it on the wall. That is game-changing stuff. Yeah, then she had the new Spanish accent. I didn't even bother bringing that one in. That one was actually over-the-top cringe, so I just couldn't even do it. I couldn't even do that one. And it's always with the phony laughter and everything, too. Why can't this woman go 30 seconds without laughing? It's very strange. But so that's what you get. So when Kamala Harris is off script, when Kamala Harris is off teleprompter, that's what you get. The kids of the community are the kids of the community. That's what you get. But this is Kamala Harris. So now she's done two interviews. She did an interview with the National Association of Black Journalists. I got a little bit of that for you here, too. But so it's Kamala Harris at an event, Kamala Harris during the debate, and then Kamala Harris during the National Association of Black Journalists interview. See if you can spot the difference in clip 3.
So I was raised as a middle-class kid.
I grew up a middle-class kid.
I grew up a middle-class kid.
I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people.
You know, we have ambitions and aspirations and dreams.
The ambition, the aspiration, the dream.
I started my career as a prosecutor.
I was a career prosecutor for most of my career.
Having a background as a prosecutor.
I intend to create an opportunity economy.
Developing and creating an opportunity economy.
What I imagine and believe and call an opportunity economy.
So she's got scripted lines that she says during her interviews, and then when she has a rally and goes off script, she says the kids of the community are the kids of the community. That's what you get. What is her stance on trans surgery for prisoners. Well, we already know it. She's said it. She's published it. Here she is talking about, I mean, this conversation is so insane, not because she's talking to a 6-foot dude in a dress, but that is who she's talking to. But that's not even it. It's the fact that we're sitting here talking about, see, it all goes into the larger picture. Why are we talking about men who want to have transgender surgery in prison? Why are we even talking about this? Here's Kamala Harris talking about it. She wants you to pay for it in clip 7.
When I was Attorney General, I learned that the California Department of Corrections, which was a client of mine, I didn't get to choose my clients.
Right, a client of the Attorney General.
A client of the Attorney General, right, of the Office of Attorney General.
Nice look, bro.
That they were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need. And I believe it was not only, I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country, where I pushed for that policy.
Wow.
In a Department of Corrections.
Wow. So that's your accomplishment. You know, these people claim Kamala Harris has no accomplishments. Don't you know that Kamala Harris was responsible for making sure that the government paid for men to chop off their dick and balls in prison? That's Kamala Harris's accomplishment. Didn't you know that? Kamala Harris's accomplishment is getting plastic surgery and breast implants for male prisoners in the state of California. Don't tell me Kamala doesn't have any accomplishments. Don't tell me. When you go and do some time in a California prison, or you go visit your friend in a California prison, and you see a 6'3" dude walking around with big fake breasts, that's Kamala Harris's accomplishment. But see, this is what we're talking about. Kamala Harris, you're the district attorney. What are you thinking about today? I'm thinking about how I can have criminals who are in jail have transgender surgery and funded and paid for by the U.S. or the California taxpayer. What about the crime rates in San Francisco? The what? Did you say trans surgery in San Francisco? No, I said crime rates. Yes, we will get trans surgeries for prisoners in California. Yes. That's what we do here. Don't tell me Kamala Harris has no accomplishments. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. She got men breast implants in prison. Mm-hmm. Very big stuff. She sits there. That's a 6-foot dude in a dress talking to Kamala Harris about how prisoners can get trans surgery. Good stuff. Good stuff. Here she is back in the day. See, this is what they get into. Oh, well, okay, you can have a gun, but it has to be in a safe. And then the gun has to be separated from the magazine. And then the magazine has to be separated from the ammo. And these are the laws. Okay? So Kamala Harris has been pushing for this for years. And this is what she said when she was the district attorney about these laws in California in clip 4.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community, and just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affairs.
Have you heard?
You're going to go into people's homes to make sure that their guns are properly stored. Now, do you hear the irony of what she just said, though? She said, the sanctity of your home. What sanctity do I have if you're going to barge in and check on the status of my guns? Well, I guess I don't have any sanctity, do I? She says, you're locked home. Then how are you just walking in? So what's really going on here? So I don't have any sanctity at my home because you're going to come in, and if my door is locked, you're going to break the door down to see where my gun is at, is what you're saying. But see, notice, then when you have a situation like with Breonna Taylor or other situations, and sometimes they cover it, sometimes they don't. Breonna Taylor was the big story. But it's like, then you have a situation where the law enforcement teams actually do go into the home, do bust the door down, get shot at, and now all of a sudden, oh, the Democrats, they're not talking about gun ownership now. They're not talking about gun safety. They're not talking about proper gun management. No. No, isn't that, oh, hey. In Breonna Taylor's case, the cops are just going in there to check on the status of their guns, Kamala. Just like you said. There's no sanctity of your home. It doesn't matter if your doors are locked. We're coming in there to check on the status of your guns. But if you shoot back at police, all of a sudden you're the hero. Democrat logic. Man. Are we going to be tortured by this mental illness known as liberalism forever? Are we going to be tortured by this corrupt political party, the Democrats, forever? Like, do I really have to live the rest of my life as an American citizen with this? I'd like to think not. Listen to this. This was the opener. A serious question is asked at the National Association of Black Journalists interview with Kamala Harris. A serious question is asked, which is, are Americans better off now than they were under Trump? Now, we all know the answer. Let's see how it goes right out of the gates when Kamala Harris is asked that in clip 8.
Not. Voters are better off now than they were 4 years ago. Are they better off now than they were 4 years ago?
So when we came into, well, first of all, let me just say it is good to be with the National Association of Black Journalists, and I thank you for the work you do and that your members do every day. It is very important that we ensure
that
organization and your members always have the resources and the platforms to deliver the voices that must be heard. So I thank you
they for must be heard.
Hosting me today.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Pause it. Okay. How long was that, guys? Was that, are we like 30 seconds into the clip? 32 seconds in. So she gets asked a serious question, and she says, hold on. Before I answer that question, would you please take off your pants and bend over so I can kiss your ass? Now, okay, after 30 seconds of ass kissing, do you think she'll answer the question now? Let's find out.
We came in during the worst unemployment since the Great Depression.
Okay, pause it right there. So that's just a lie. Again, and this was all local policy. This was all local policy set by mayors and governors shutting down because of COVID. That didn't come from the White House. That didn't come from Donald Trump. That came from state and local governments. So, but see, so that's the lie and the insinuation that it's Trump's fault. But again, all these numbers are not accurate. That's like saying, who hits the most home runs in the major leagues right now? Probably Aaron Judge. That's like saying, well, in the months of December and January and February, Aaron Judge had no home runs, but in June he had 20. Oh, because they don't play baseball in December and January and February. Oh, yeah, during COVID, you know, nobody was working. Yeah, because they shut the economy down. And then she sits there and is like, Trump destroyed the economy. Look at these numbers. And then it's all COVID and it was all local governments. So, but she, okay, still hasn't answered the question. Continue.
During the worst public health epidemic in centuries. We came in after the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
Democracy?
And you stole the election. A lot of it due in large part to the mismanagement by the former president.
I don't think they know what democracy means.
As it relates to COVID and obviously January 6th.
So she didn't answer the question. The question was, are people better off today than they were under Trump? And she talks about January 6th and COVID. Yeah, guys, that... I need that printed, and I need that framed. The children of the community are the children of the community. And Kamala Harris just drops whoppers on you. She can't answer a question, though. Here's what she talks about. Yes. Here's what she talks about with the people in Springfield, Ohio. Just total disingenuousness here. They pretend to care. They don't. They cause the problem, and then they pretend they care about it, like this in clip six.
It's a crying shame. I mean, my heart breaks.
Oh, I'm sure.
For this community. You know, there were children, elementary school children, who it was...
We're getting into pee cringe now.
School photo day. You remember what that's like? Going to school on picture day? Who are dressed up in their best, got all ready, knew what they were going to wear the night before, and had to be evacuated. Children. Children. A whole community put in fear. And I'll say a couple things about it.
They don't care about Lake and Riley. They don't care about Joshlyn Nungary. They don't care about the girls on the school bus with the Haitians that get bullied, 20-year-old men going to school with 14-year-old girls. They don't care about the grandma that we played yesterday that got knocked out cold on the streets of New York, probably an illegal immigrant. Oh, my heart breaks. Oh, and the children, and they're dressed in their best. Don't you remember photo day? My heart breaks. I mean, my God, I don't know if it's ever been more phony than that. These people don't give a damn about you. They don't give a damn about anything. All they care about is power. Her policies have put people at risk. Her policies have destroyed people's lives. And you're going to sit there and go on some sort of pseudo-emotional camera photo op moment like you care about people? You're the party of abortion. Give me a break with your sob stories, with your bleeding hearts. That honestly though, guys, is that not one of the most ridiculous performances you've ever seen from Kamala Harris? I mean, that is over the top redonkulous phonyism. I can't even take it anymore. And then she goes on. She's like, you know, Trump's putting these people's lives at risk and they don't have Secret Service. Yeah, the party that's trying to get Trump killed. They don't have Secret Service and now they don't have guns because you've disarmed them. And now they don't have local police because you've defunded the police. Please, you don't care about these communities with your phony little act. Here's a victim of Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris put this woman in prison. Here's her story in clip 10.
Black lives matter to her. Why didn't I matter?
Because of truancy, California public schools lose $1.4 billion a year in funding.
I want money.
I don't agree what my Kamala Harris did to my mom.
So I decided I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy.
And I spent a majority of my time here at the hospital.
When Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General, she had me arrested and prosecuted because my handicapped daughter was sick in the hospital and had missed some days of school.
I have sickle cell anemia. Sickle cell anemia is a hereditary disease and it is very, very painful.
In 2012, like all California parents, I receive a threatening letter from Kamala Harris saying we'll go to jail for a year if our kids even miss 10% of school days. Little did I know, there was a warrant out for my arrest. All of a sudden, the police is outside my house, and they started banging on the door. They told me I was under arrest for my child missing school. I was shocked. I said, but my baby is sick. The school knows that. And they said, go talk to Kamala Harris. Place your hands behind your back.
My mom did nothing wrong. We did everything we were supposed to. I was always bringing doctor's notes, always calling the school to let them know that I was in the hospital.
But my hell was just beginning. They gave me 2 charges. I spent the next 2 years in court fighting these charges. Kamala assigned her nastiest prosecutors to my case.
My homicide prosecutors, my gang prosecutors. And they went over there and I said, when you go over there, look really mean.
All the time I had to spend going to court, I was struggling to care for my children.
We are going to make sure that you face the full force and consequences of the law.
I lost my job and couldn't pay rent, and we got evicted. I became homeless. We had to move into a motel.
And I ended up being in the hospital a lot during her trial. And in that hospital stay was when I had my stroke.
I had a stroke about 4 or 5 days ago. And right now I'm doing pretty good. My hand is doing okay, I guess.
Let's be clear. My values have not changed.
Look, I am not a political person. But I want people to know what Kamala Harris has did to me. If she do it to me, she will abuse anyone if you give her the power.
A truancy program, I got a lot of criticism too. Did you actually lock anybody up?
No, we never locked anybody up. We did prosecute some cases, but far few, only about 20.
My message to all Americans, especially Black Americans, do not trust Kamala Harris.
Full interview, arrestedbykamala.com. Joel Gilbert back at it. Man, I'll tell you, if we put that absolute phony dingbat political whore in office, we'll get everything we deserve, man. I just can't even believe it. I just can't even believe it. All right. We are monitoring Trump's rally. Now, Trump had an event at a bar, at a pub, before he went to his rally, so we'll have that coming up for you as well. But quickly, look at the latest propaganda from Kamala Harris's campaign. Now, they've cut this out, and they're sharing this all over the internet. It's obviously cut out of context to sound bad. So here's the Trump clip that they're spreading around in clip 13.
The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals.
So, and the caption they're putting on that video is, Trump is saying all immigrants are animals. And, of course, he's talking about the illegal immigrants that raped and murdered a young girl. That's who he's talking about, specifically. And then they just clip that 6 seconds out of context and say, see, Trump calls all illegal immigrants animals. They just lie about everything, man. They just lie about everything. And they don't even hide it. And you have to be so low IQ to fall for this crap. There was this video that went viral. And there's more of this, too. I got this other propaganda, there, you know, Trump Project 2025. And people are actually looking into it. And they're like, actually, it was a viral video. A compilation guy said, yeah, I went and looked into Project 25. And Trump actually disavowed it. So I don't know why they keep telling me this.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are? products are and how low the prices are. Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
What absolute genius will Kamala Harris come up with next? Today she gives us the children of the community are the children of the community. Stuff like that, folks. It would take teams of writers, some of the best writers ever, award-winning writers, TV, film, you name it, to come up with genius like that. I mean, reading books ages ago, the great philosophers. Kamala Harris just does it. She's just top of the head. All right, all jokes aside, before Trump's rally, he went to a pub in New York City. He bought burgers for everybody with crypto. We got a news report and then Trump handing out the burgers, guys. Let's check it out.
On Donald Trump, he is in a bar, I believe, in downtown New York called the Pub Key in downtown Manhattan. Maybe we can play some sound here, guys, and see if he says anything.
Good.
going full crypto.
Scan the QR code right up here. Right there. Just that one.
Crypto transaction by a U.S. president, I guess. The U.S. president in exile.
And fantastic, it went through.
So Trump buys burgers for the bar in a crypto transaction.
I need to refresh the invoice.
Oh, it did go through. All right, we're done.
Perfect.
The first transaction by a president on the Bitcoin protocol. History.
You know what that means? History. Hello, everybody. I got to go back and see those people.
Well, let's go.
Come on.
Right this way.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Sir, what's your reaction to the Fed cutting interest rates today?
I guess it shows the economy is very bad to cut it by that much. Assuming they're not just playing politics, the economy would be very bad, or they're playing politics, one or the other. But it was a big cut.
Who wants a hamburger?
I do, Donald. Toss one over here.
These suckers are good, too.
Oh, he's got the Diet Cokes.
No. Yeah.
Which is a crypto burger.
No, it's a Bitcoin burger.
Actually, you should name them. Name a Bitcoin and a crypto.
So he's gone all in on the crypto community lately, doing interviews with crypto show hosts. And I don't know if that's something that he's really into, or maybe his sons are really into, or if it's just a political move to win over that community. I mean, most of them were already Trump supporters anyway, if not all. But he's just been going all in with this crypto stuff. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe he really does believe it and understand it. And the way he was kind of handling that transaction, though, I'm not so sure. Not so sure. Now, speaking of the Fed cut and the economy, we do have some news on this. Fed cuts interest rates half a point, noting slowing job market. Oh, but I thought it was a growing job market. Oh, yeah, then they lied about the numbers. That's what it was. Yep. Federal Reserve delivers supersized half-point rate cut. Fed cuts interest rates for the first time in 4 years. The move lowers borrowing costs for consumers and businesses. And so it is good news, but are they playing politics? Are they trying to save the economy finally? Now, here's some of the numbers. When they brought this up on NBC and looked at some of the interest rates, the obviously pro-Democrat NBC hosts were stunned to see how bad it is. And, you know, see, that's the lesson here. I've been saying this. I've been really harping on this lately. Folks, they put these people on TV. They don't know anything. Literally. They are just Democrat Party loyalists. They spend an hour or two in hair and makeup, and then they sit down on air for whatever time slot they have and either read off a teleprompter or just spew out Democrat Party talking points. They're lazy. They're uninformed. They literally do not know anything that's going on. They are just like the average liberal in the street that doesn't know jack squat about jack crap. So they put the numbers on the screen, and this Democrat NBC host is like, whoa, wow, the economy was really bad under Biden and Harris. Like, oh. She didn't even know. Check it out, clip 12.
So this is before, like right when the pandemic was striking. I mean, look, you had home loans at 3.5%, right? Car loans, 5.2%. Credit card interest rates, which are always terrible. Look at where they are today. So the idea of the Fed cutting interest rates would be these numbers would start to come down. You can see mortgage rates have already been falling in anticipation of the Fed cutting rates. They'll likely continue to fall. A lot of really smart people I know say you're going to have a 5 number there sometime maybe early next year, or even late this year. So for those people are looking to buy a home, if you can find one in this tight housing market, or trying to refinance more likely if you've recently bought, that's going to be the first place you're going to see the effects of lower interest rates.
So how bad did things get? Like, do you have numbers for, because we talked so much about how, I just set it up a second ago, how expensive it is to go to the grocery store. We know gas prices are falling, which is great. So tell us about what we saw in the improvements.
I mean, when you look at the vibe section, people feeling terrible about the economy, this is why. You had housing inflation, 8%. Gas prices at the worst were up 41%.
She goes, oh, wow, oh, my, that's hard to see. Like, they don't even know what's going on. They don't even know. Their job is to inform you. They sit on TV, and they're supposed to be informing you. They're uninformed themselves. I mean, folks, you're getting crushed. Interest rates on housing loans in the sixes and sevens? I mean, you're getting crushed. Credit card rates in the 20s? I can't even imagine. I mean, I feel bad, genuinely. And I'm somebody that avoids using a credit card pretty much at all costs. And I've never really had any credit card debt. It's kind of silly the way they have it set up, where you basically have to have debt to get good, to get a credit rating and buy things. But I'm somebody that's never really used a credit card, never really had credit card debt. Never. And I see that, and I just can't imagine, because that's a real thing. And a lot of people are forced to use credit cards, especially in today's economy. I mean, I can't talk. And you're paying 20%? I mean, people are getting crushed in this economy. Can you imagine that? There's probably people in this audience that maybe even are going through it. You go to the grocery store and the grocery bill is up 20%. And then you have to put it on a credit card. And then you're paying 20% interest on that. I mean, that is just crushing. That is just crushing. Matt Gaetz's team put out these numbers. Kamala's migrant crime epidemic. Murder up 1,500%. Burglary up 254%. Sexual crimes up 207%. Assault up 160%. Total migrant crime increase 250%. Oh, but, and the liberals say, Americans commit crimes too. Migrants actually commit less crimes per capita than Americans. Oh, you want to talk about per capita now? Oh, now you know what per capita means. Wow. Americans commit crimes too. Oh. Illegal immigrants raping Americans up 200%. Illegal immigrants murdering Americans up 1,500% since the Biden-Harris regime. Oh, but Americans commit crimes. Oh, but Americans. And then Kamala Harris gets up there at her National Association of Black Journalists interview. My heart. Oh, my heart. It just breaks with the people. And oh, my heart. And the kids. Oh. But she doesn't really give a damn. And the numbers prove it. And the numbers prove it. By the way, here's more of their propaganda. Now, I don't really care about these celebrity endorsements. There's a reason why I'm playing this video. And I don't even know really anything about who Billie Eilish is, other than she's pretty popular, I guess. So the Democrats are hiring all these celebrities to post videos like this. And I'm sure she was sent a sheet to read from, because I doubt she has any idea what any of these things are. So again, I don't really care about what these people say. I don't really do the let's hammer the celebrity endorsements. But there's a reason I want to play this. So she gets the Democrat Party script, and she posts this on her social media. She provides millions of followers. But let's look at what they're saying. Let's look at how Billie Eilish is selling out to corrupt government. Let's look at how Billie Eilish, Billie, you think you're cool. You're a government sellout. You're now a propaganda tool, and you're a complete trash person. I didn't know anything about you, but now I look at you as a complete trash, garbage human that you would abuse. I'm sure you have a lot of young audience members. I'm sure you have a lot of young people, young girls that follow you, and you're going to spew propaganda at them, and you're going to become a tool of the state against your young audience. You are a trash, garbage person. But what's even worse is that you clearly don't know what you're talking about, and you just blindly read from Democrat Party talking points. So this is Billie Eilish now promoting Democrat Party propaganda to her young followers in clip 11.
Today is National Voter Registration Day, and we are asking you to please join us in going to IWillVote.com to check your status and vote early like we do.
We are voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz because they are fighting to protect our reproductive freedom, our planet,
abortion,
and our democracy.
We can't let extremists control our lives, our freedoms, and our future. The only way to stop them and the dangerous Project 2025 agenda is to vote and elect Kamala Harris.
Vote like your life depends on it, because it does.
Go to IWillVote.com and make a plan to vote early.
Love you guys.
You are a garbage person for doing that to your young audience. And I guess I've never... This is her music videos, I'm guessing, guys, that we have on the screen here. So this is a deranged woman, clearly. A very disturbed, deranged woman. This is the kind of stuff that the filth in the music industry promotes, by the way. This is what they promote to your kids. It's just complete garbage. I mean, I don't even know. Can she sing good? I don't know, guys. Does anybody know anything about her? Does she have any talent, or is she just a freak show? So that's what they do, is they find people who have sold their souls, like Billie Eilish. And then she's basically abusing her young audience, is what she's doing there. And notice how everything she said, oh, abortion rights, okay, promoting abortion to young girls, nice. Oh, right-wing extremists, protect our democracy. How many votes did Kamala Harris get in the primaries? How many votes did Kamala Harris get? Same amount as you. Same amount as me. None. Protecting our democracy. Project 2025. Trump has disavowed it. Trump has nothing to do with it. You might like it. You might not like it. But Trump has said he has nothing to do with it multiple times. And you say, oh, it's Project 2025. So you are pathetic. You have become a tool of the state. And you have propagandized your followers. Disgusting. So that's my first introduction to you. Nice. By the way, you want to see the type of people that are Billie Eilish? You want to see the type of people that are voting for Kamala Harris? So Tim Walz's wife is turning out to be quite a freak show. Did you guys see the video the other day when she was speaking at a rally? And I mean, she just looks deranged and demonic. You guys know what I'm talking about? We never ended up making it to that video. I think it was from earlier this week. This is another disturbed woman. I'm telling you, there is truly some strange stuff going on in the Walz family. I don't know. They keep saying, you know, Vance and everything is weird. No, there's something wrong with these people. I mean, you can see it on their face, folks. In fact, this video is, I mean, folks, this actually works better with the, listen to this crazed woman. I mean, this is crazy. Just play the clip. I don't even know how to properly introduce this clip. Here, play it.
But I kind of liked it when she did this. Turn the page. You like that? Okay, so I need you to be with me and practice with me. What are we going to do? We're going to turn the page. Oh, pretty good. Do it again. We're going to turn the page. And we're going to turn the page. All right, so I'm going to be watching you, because when I see Wisconsin, and I'm going to watch you nationally on TV, because this is an pretty important place, and Minnesota helped you practice with this, you just show me this. Turn the page. Right? Turn the page. And you know what else that looks like? Bye-bye.
By the way, who's in office?
Bye-bye, Donald Trump. We
in the White House? Is it Donald Trump? Is Donald Trump the president? No, it's Kamala Harris. But I mean, guys, do we all agree something is off with these two? It's not just like the phonyism from Kamala. Like, there's something disturbed with those two. I mean, that's there's something else there. That's like, you know, a horror movie cast or something. That's strange stuff. So here's Tim Walz's wife at an event with public school teachers. If you thought that was cringe, oh, check this out in clip 17.
We go, Mr. Trump, Mr. Vance, please mind your own business.
I mean, folks, this is like politics for preschoolers. This is, again, I go back to the analogy. These people are basically children. They're not to be taken seriously. These are not serious people. These are basically grown children. And they should not. So for the same reason you don't let your child play around in the kitchen, you don't let your child cook with boiling water and a hot stove and a hot oven and sharp knives. Same reason you don't let children in the kitchen is the same reason you don't let Democrats anywhere near politics. So I'm serious. We just need to have like a little rubber room session for them. So just like you have the plastic, you have the little tykes plastic kitchen set for kids so they can, you know, hey, they feel like they're getting involved. Hey, look, we got a fake plastic knife. We got a fake plastic oven and stove and a nice little fake turkey, and you can put it in there. And look, you're playing. You're in the kitchen. You're playing kitchen time. It's fun. And the adults are in the real kitchen with the knives, and they're cooking and preparing food, and the kids get to play in the little tykes plastic, and, you know, everybody stays safe. So Democrats getting in power, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz getting into the White House. That's like the six-year-old, and the six-year-old's going to be preparing Thanksgiving dinner, and you're going to let the six-year-old have all the sharp knives and have the boiling pots of water and the stove and the oven on 450 degrees and hot oven tops and stove tops. And, yeah, I mean, that's basically what we're going to be doing here if the Democrats get in. So I don't know what we need to do. Like, can we just... Like, you just give them like fake politics for Democrats. We'll give them a fake little White House they can go play in, fake little Congress. You know, they can do a fake little vote. They can do all their little, it's all plastic and it's all fake. And that way nobody gets hurt. Do it with me. Turn the page. Do it with me. Turn the page. Say it with me. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, you must go. So these are not serious people. We need the kitchen plasticware for Democrats for politics. You wouldn't let your six-year-old in the kitchen with knives. You wouldn't let a Democrat in the White House. These are not serious people. And you see how it's deteriorating fast? You see how quickly this is deteriorating to, like, cretin level? I mean, these are like mongoloids. Oh, man, I'll tell you. This is what we're dealing with here. By the way, I went long here. I'm not going to have time to get to all this Springfield stuff. And we got a guest coming up. But maybe we should just do this one so we don't completely miss it. And then we'll just come back to some of it tomorrow. I'm telling, but this stuff is every day. So remember, NBC News says it doesn't exist. This is a compilation of residents of Springfield telling you the exact opposite in clip two.
It's called displacement. They're displacing our community. What they're doing is they dropped all these people in our community, which cranked the prices of everything up. Everything. The houses, the groceries, everything. Everything is through the roof. The prices of used cars on Marketplace, they're buying everything with cash. They're paying cash for houses. I've never been able to pay cash for a house in my life, you know?
Where are they getting their cash?
Biden bucks, if you ask me.
But I can tell you personally that when I worked at the grocery store and I cashed them out, the receipts were alarming. $13,000 on EBT food, not including the $29,000 that was on EBT cash. It's infuriating. Yes, sir.
So they're not getting $600.
And while they're dressed very well, how are you able to dress like that? Coming over here as running for help that we're supposedly helping them? How are you dressed like that when we, the American people, are scrapping for the next set of work boots? That's a problem. That's a serious problem.
It's taking out of our children's curriculum because we have so many non-English speaking students, and now the teachers are having to incorporate that into their curriculum every day. And more so, I mean, it's just dealing with the influx of people, it's hard for the attention to be on the specific people that we need it here in our community.
I have, where I live, there's quite a few of the Haitians around there, but they're everywhere.
I had heard from people in town that they said that there's some folks in Springfield that are homeless because they were outpriced because of the influx of the Haitian immigrants. Are you part of that crowd?
Yes, I am. I sure am. I'm homeless.
So there was a unit available that you could have rented, but he rented it out to Haitian immigrants instead. How have you personally been affected by the immigration from Haiti?
Well, prices going up at the gas pump and prices at the store. By food stamps, you just go farther. You just go buy more food by food stamps.
Rent increased and everything's going up. And with grocery bills, we just went to the grocery store and spent $400. And that's only to give us 2 weeks. And that used to be able to give us over a month.
And I mean, they swamped this town. My neighborhood used to be a mix. White, African-American, Mexican, a good mix. Now, I'm completely surrounded by nothing but Haitian.
Are you guys thinking about leaving? I hear a lot
absolutely
of people say
not. No.
My feet are planted.
See, my
They'll
thing
leave
is,
before we leave.
You can go back to your country and fix your country. You have plenty of natural resources over in Haiti. Plenty of natural resources. You go back and do your job just like us Americans worked our tails off to get to where we're at now. And to see it all just go to the trash, all of our work, all of our hard work.
Vote accordingly.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody gear. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show. Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, I didn't think David Muir would be so bad at the debate. I thought he would consider his role as the primetime news anchor at ABC and not want to become known as just a complete hack. Well, we know what happened. He was the worst moderator maybe ever. Definitely since 2016. Well, it's been tough for him since. ABC's David Muir sees newscast ratings decline after controversial debate performance. So it's probably good. It's probably good that he exposed himself and now people know not to trust him and they don't watch him anymore. You know, Brian Williams also used to be a primetime host. Not anymore. Not anymore for old Lion Brian. So now Muir will see the decline and the ratings decline, as people look at him as a biased Democrat Party hack. So he did it to himself. And he let Kamala Harris get away with one of the greatest lies you're ever going to see, that there were no troops deployed. And there were no troops in combat zones. Kamala Harris said that during the debate, just an absolute lie. And in fact, there are now troops under fire in the Middle East. Representative Jim Banks shared this video that he was sent of this going on. My office just obtained footage of U.S. troops under fire in the Middle East. These attacks occurred within the last couple of weeks and months. Kamala Harris lied to the entire world last week when she said that we currently have no active duty troops deployed in war zones, unfit to lead. GOP congressman posts video of U.S. troops under fire in Middle East. And so there you go. Kamala Harris, just an absolute liar. David Muir let her get away with it and covered for her. So his ratings go down. Our ratings go up. That's just how that goes. 23andMe in the news today. Every board member just resigned from 23andMe. 23andMe independent board resigns in feud over CEO Ann Wojcicki's plan to take company private. 23andMe agrees to $30 million settlement over data breach that targeted Jewish and Chinese users. Isn't 23andMe banned in Israel? The genetic testing company 23andMe has agreed to pay $30 million to American plaintiffs to settle a lawsuit over a data breach last year that specifically targeted customers of Ashkenazi, Jewish, and Chinese ancestry. According to court documents, the data breach was revealed after a hacker going by the pseudonym Golem, a reference to the Jewish mythical defender made of clay, published a link to a database labeled Ashkenazi DNA Data of Celebrities. According to the lawsuit, the hacker referred to the list as the most valuable data you'll ever see, though most of the names were not famous. In total, nearly a million individuals with Ashkenazi heritage were included on the list, which also contained people, 100,000 people with Chinese ancestry. Yeah, I probably wouldn't give your DNA over to anybody. And there's Golem. I don't think that Golem is Jewish, though. I've never seen that golem in a small hat. Is it banned in Israel, guys? I think that they do ban the ancestry tests, the DNA testing in Israel. So, I don't know. I just probably wouldn't trust 23andMe. Probably wouldn't trust any of these DNA companies, quite frankly.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we are joined by Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean the Deep State.
You know what Dinesh D'Souza called me? The Deep State Arsonist.
The Deep State Arsonist.
Here's your shirt.
Oh, it's
the
for me.
Deep State Marauder. F-A-F-O. Deep State Marauders, baby.
There it is, from Ivan Raiklin, the Deep State
Marauder. Because you are one of the Deep State Marauders. You're one of the generals.
Yeah, well, they had to take me out of the playing field, you know?
No, you're still here.
They took me. Well, they don't want me anywhere. Yeah, they don't want me anywhere near the cabin.
You were.
Yeah, that's true. I learned a lot along the way. I'm glad you're in D.C. In fact, you know, I've got, I think I connected you with a buddy of mine who's now working in D.C., and you're just doing a good job of kind of learning the ropes around D.C. and finding ways to get in touch with congressmen, congresswomen, highlight the real issues, kind of get into the political science of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really good work that you're doing down there. But I know that you've been here today.
Speaking of Congress, you know who that is?
Go ahead.
He just became the House Freedom Caucus chairman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's he out of?
Maryland's 1st Congressional District, up the road from Jamie Ratskin.
Oh, so but you've been busy today. You just got back from the Capitol. What was going on at the Capitol here in Texas?
Yeah, so after I was with Alex, I went over to Brighteon with Mike Adams. We talked about specifically, you know, the Brighteon Studios is in Bastrop County, which is where all of Elon's holdings are. So the reason why I was in the state capitol, this is, you know, I talk about I'm being the Secretary of Retribution. It's about synchronizing, coordinating the national effort with the key constitutional and governmental officials and private individuals to then synchronize how we're going to move forward to exposure and then accountability. I like to call retribution. So Texas is at the epicenter of this initial phase of the operation for accountability / retribution. How that works is I'm trying to synchronize a multi-pronged effort. One in the courts being led by Mike Adams because he's suing the big tech companies, right, as a plaintiff in a particular jurisdiction. And it's unique because he's also in Bastrop County. That's the legal path that he's focusing in on. There's also what I've been talking about with the mother of all Twitter files. It's about motivating Elon Musk to pick up the phone to call Ken Paxton and have a meeting with him so that they can go ahead and determine what Elon can go ahead and release publicly of the Jim Baker files, if you will, and the Fauci files, if you will, and what he can't put out publicly, then Ken Paxton, from a civil perspective, can go ahead and subpoena those records that prove and support Ken Paxton's lawsuit, Texas versus Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, that he filed in 2020, to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, to help support Ken Paxton's efforts against big tech and Facebook censorship, to support Ken Paxton's efforts against big pharma. It just all lines up. So I'm here basically going on every single major Texas-based show to explain how you now have a greater opportunity to get your First Amendment back and then to create accountability of those individuals from Twitter 1.0 that did that to you. And that will be the vector to then prove and take down the rest of big tech. So Elon Musk, Ken Paxton, and then as it applies to the state Senate, the committee in the state Senate, and that's what you're asking about with that tweet they just put up. It's the state Senate State Affairs Committee has the jurisdiction over big tech and issues as it applies to the entire state and the rights of its citizens. So this is the appropriate committee with the appropriate jurisdiction. They've already had a hearing with Facebook whistleblower Ryan Hartwig, right? And the Google whistleblower back in, I believe, June, July timeframe. They're now wanting to take it to the next level. What is really important, as of literally this week, when Elon moved Twitter to Texas, Paxton's on board with basically meeting with him, and the state Senate can then take that next parallel step of subpoenaing certain records to defend the rights of Texas citizens. So it's like it's a public pressure campaign that I'm kind of helping facilitate. It's a state Senate movement to go ahead and move this ball forward. It's Ken Paxton's office subpoenaing these records, and then it's also the legal front. In the collective, all these different activities, what they do is through Jim Baker and his communications and every document that has his fingerprint on it is going to expose that entire deep state target list.
Well,
with
Musk,
specific communications. So while I'm laying out the name, date, place, transgression by category, he's sitting on the communications of all of that within Twitter. Because my list focuses on, here's a deep state, here are their Twitter accounts. Hey, Elon Musk. Example, right? Here's your list. Call Ken Paxton and have him advise your legal team on what the best next steps are. And you can bring in Senator Brian Hughes into the conversation and maybe even Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, as well as the district attorney from Bastrop County, Brian Gertz, to literally lay waste to all of them.
Well, that would be the October surprise of all October surprises. It would kind of be like 2016 with the WikiLeaks Democrat emails that were devastating, yep, to Hillary Clinton. Eventually,
good point.
Eventually, the deep state put obviously Julian Assange in prison. But Musk, he's obviously been attacked by the deep state. I think he's probably aware that if the Democrats maintain the White House or if Harris gets elected, X is done. They'll shut it down.
I think X is done. And probably Elon's done.
Well, I'm sure he's aware of that. The question is he kind of premeditating some form of a October surprise that he can do? Or is it going to have to be something that happens organically with maybe a push from Ken Paxton, maybe a push from some of the things that you are exposing? Because there's no doubt. I mean, it would be WikiLeaks 2.0, DMs of all the deep state.
October surprises worked before they changed the electoral infrastructure to include this early voting season.
Right.
So the longer that he waits,
yep,
it's not going to have as much of an impact. So it's probably best to start trickling it out and say, hey, here's our first tranche, here's our next tranche, and continue to escalate it. Because you got to remember, the first dozen plus Twitter files were done under the framework where Twitter and X was under the control, if you will, and influence of Gavin Newsom, of Nancy Pelosi, because it was in her backyard, right? Now that he's moved to Texas, the political risk is basically no longer there. You notice how he's mocking with sharing, I think, what's his, Matt Dillon, Babylon Bee content, of that it's illegal now in California to put out memes, AI memes. Elon Musk is mocking the California institutions that are illegally trying to limit our First Amendment. So I think that might be the next phase. But again, the longer he waits and even does it in the October surprise, the less impact it'll have on the early voter. Remember that Monday was the first day in Pennsylvania for early voting, 2 days ago. So the
longer
mail-in
voting too,
right?
With all the ballot
this Friday
stuffing they do.
I mean, there's the early voting starts in different dates in different states. So on Friday, you have Vermont and a couple other states.
I think it's like 2 weeks in Texas.
So we need to have these. The mother, whatever you want to call this, mother of all Twitter files or tranches of the next level of Twitter files, they need to look into the communications of certain individuals that apply to specific states and the Harris campaign to showcase to those voters This is what these people already did to you in 2020 and maybe earlier and beyond. Be on notice. Is this what you want to vote for?
Well, imagine the emails that we've seen where they're talking about censorship going back and forth. Those are the government emails that we got access to with some of these committees. You know, I wonder how much they communicate via Twitter DMs. There might be something there.
Here's why I think there is, if I may. Number one, Terry Adderham, the Secretary of Defense for Defense and Health Affairs, last week was the 3-year anniversary where she wrote up the memo mandating the illegal DOD jab mandate. So I went to X and basically said, it doesn't matter who you block, Terry, you're still going to be convicted of genocide and mutilation. We have all your DMs and all your Twitter communications. She blocked me, and then some of my followers started to DM her. She took her account down. If you want to pull up the account, TerryAdderhamMD, Terry Adderham, MD, she nuked her account after I put that out, which leads me to believe that there's DMs in there she doesn't want out. Another person, that's all related to the COVID con, right? She was the official, the senior official at the DOD doing this. The other example is when I was talking to Matt Taibbi about a month ago now, at the end of our conversation, I asked him, why didn't you look at the DMs? He said that Twitter had them sign an agreement that they would not. And I asked him, was it Jim Baker that asked you to do that? He's like, well, that's a good point. Maybe he did. So those two are indicators to me that there is way more than what we've seen, and it's in the DMs.
Well, that'd be an incredible revelation again. And I suspect at some time Musk doesn't really have an X headquarters yet. I guess it's kind of a
it's
temporary.
It's a corporate registration. I
yeah,
think, right
it's
now,
yeah. just temporary there because I do believe the SpaceX headquarters are in Bastrop. Obviously, he's got them in South Padre Island, too. I would suspect that X headquarters probably eventually ends up in downtown Austin. That'd be my guess. I think we might see an X sign in downtown Austin before long.
Yeah, possibly. Now, I was over at that campus, if you will. I posted a couple of videos that I did. There's a, what is it, boring bodega, little kind of cafe, coffee shop there. And then in that vicinity, in that campus, you have Starlink. You have, I think, Boring Company.
Yeah, he's got other, yeah.
You have SpaceX offices. And you also have at least one of the X offices right there. But there's so much construction there. I mean, it's just booming.
Well, he put that Tesla mega factory right here.
Gigafactory.
Yeah, the Gigafactory. I mean, there's Tesla everywhere now. A lot of people work for Tesla. So, I mean, Musk has kind of realized he's just, it's like, he's centralizing all of his stuff in Texas now. He's I don't know if he has anything not registered in Texas now.
I don't think so.
I think it's all in Texas.
So he's all in Texas, and I think he made that move. I mean, it's a political calculus, and I think he's reading. Remember, Elon Musk has been a successful businessman at the time. Like, he's this richest person for a reason, because he's bringing massive global value to everyone. What is happening now, he's now pivoting his attention to focus in the political landscape to get caught up to people like you and me. Because let's face it, he didn't have a clue what was going on politically. Now that he's totally laser focused, and now that he's supporting Trump, and now that he's has the time to look at all of his holdings, I mean, the Twitter files helped start that conversation. All those Twitter files before today were done under the when he wasn't endorsing Trump. Now that he's endorsed Trump, now that he's in Texas, it would be absolutely devastating for him not to leverage that to his advantage to get his preferred candidate elected.
Well, and he posted this last night. If you guys want to put that back on screen, Elon Musk posted it. Unless Trump is elected, America will fall to tyranny. Trump must win. And, you know, it's so obvious to me, and, you know, I was running through this in my head last night and today. I just couldn't help it. It's just like, I cannot, I mean, it's literal political mongoloids. It's literally no information, low IQ political voters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you have to be a Republican. I'm not saying you're going to agree with me on all policies and stuff, but it's just like, I just can't fathom how anybody would be a Democrat voter anymore. I mean, it's just, it is, it's retardville.
Here's why they're still Democrat voters. Because
Billie Eilish tells her young followers that Trump is a Nazi?
No, because the same people that weaponized against General Flynn and President Trump back in the illegal spying operation are where are they sitting still now? They're commentators on CNN. They're commentators on MSNBC and they're on the board of Fox News delivering the message to those that are the Republican consumers of faux news or the leftist consumers of Criminal News Network or MSLSD. If you notice every single quote-unquote Republican that's coming out and endorsing Kamala Harris, they are either on my deep state target list before they endorse them, or they are staffers of those members of my deep state target list. Why is that? Because they were part of the treasonous activity starting with the illegal spying op Crossfire Hurricane and every single cover-up since then.
Well, see, this is so important you bring this up. You said accountability earlier. I wonder what Trump is thinking, right? I mean, Trump is the guy who's endured the wrath of the deep state more than anybody, right? And I mean, they come out and they're like, well,
what about Peter Navarro?
When does he get out?
What about Roger Stone?
No, Peter got out.
About Steve Bannon?
When does Bannon get out?
What about General Flynn? And what I'm getting at is,
well, Trump has been shot, so I think when he got shot, probably when he took the podium.
That's what. Okay. You got me.
I think getting shot and then, maybe the two assassinations.
But I also wanted to kind of remind folks of those individuals that.
But I'm saying it's not even about
everybody in the Trump ecosystem.
But I'm saying it's not even like they do this thing where, oh, Trump's going to be a dictator or, it's like a revenge thing. No, it's accountability. That's what this is. It's accountability. It's not about Donald Trump. What the people have done to Donald Trump is like the platform that we jump off of to finally hold these people accountable. But it's just like, who's the mole leaking where Trump is going to be golfing? Or who's in the federal bureaucracies leaking where Trump is going to be golfing? Who's letting Ryan Ruth run around?
Well, what about who's the Speaker of the House that's funding these institutions to do this?
We got
to
fund the government, Ivan. Our main job in Congress is to fund the government. That's Mike Johnson today. I'm pulling my hair out. You can't do that.
Our main job as an American citizen, Mike Johnson, is to remove you as the Speaker of the House. Why? Because you've spent the same amount of time as Speaker as Kevin McCarthy did. What did Kevin McCarthy do?
He's worse than McCarthy.
Fund foreign wars and then deplete our, rights. Mike Johnson's doing the same. Absolutely unacceptable. And then
our number one job is to fund the government.
Yeah, to fund the government that's an insider threat trying to assassinate Trump. How about we remove Johnson and replace him with Speaker
Trump? Yeah, see, exactly. How about we shut down the government until we find out what the hell's going on that leads to two assassination attempts against Donald Trump? How about we do that? Nothing on that.
What are the reports? Because I haven't been tracking all day. Earlier this morning, I think in Nassau County, there was alleged...
This is a strange deal. Yeah, it was early this morning.
Is that third attempted assassination?
Well, they're saying it was... So the official statement now from the police is that there was a man doing bomb-sniffing training with his dog. This man has been detained. That's all we know. So there was never...
Was it the same dude that was on January 6th doing bomb training?
Was it the same January 6th FBI pipe bomb? I don't know. So this morning it was like a huge story. I believe even Dan Bongino led his show with it. So it was a big thing this morning, and the story was, like you were saying, explosive found in a car outside of this Trump rally. And, of course, Trump has thousands of people in line before the thing even starts, so they're lined up around the block. And then it was probably around like 10 or 11, the police said, no, there was no explosive, but there was a guy training his dog to be a bomb-sniffing dog, and then the guy was detained. And I'm saying, well, none of it adds up. So a training exercise is going on, and then why is he detained? If he's just training a dog, then why does he get detained?
Because they thwarted an assassination attempt. Now that I know those details, this is exactly the playbook. When you're busted, then you have to go to a cover, what's called a cover within a cover. The first thing you say, it's a cover, but when you're exposed for what you're actually doing, then you have to come up with another thing to explain why you're actually there. With the real reason is that he was there to probably assassinate President Trump. And so when he was identified
as a Trump
threat,
supporters, I mean, I don't know.
No, no, no. I'm just training. I'm nothing to see here. Oh, and when we find out the pipe bomber, who it is, guess what they're going to say? We were just conducting training on January 6th. Yeah. Sorry.
I wouldn't be surprised if that is exactly what they do because, I mean, it's like, some people make like a fake Rolex And it's like you can't even hardly tell what's a fake Rolex and what's a real one. It's like if that's not an FBI training pipe bomb, I mean, it's like you're like 99% matching FBI training pipe bomb.
If it smells like a duck, like, it quacks like a duck, it poops like a duck.
Hey,
it's FBI pipe bomber.
How did you? Yeah, hey, how did you get access to the FBI training pipe bombs? You know? Oh, wow, that's amazing. But see, again, it gets back to the same thing. I have to sit here and listen to Speaker Johnson go on Fox News. Well, we got to make sure we fund the government. Congress's job is to fund the government. You know what? I don't want to fund the government. How about that? And by the way, we got some more serious things to think about. They want to fund the government. Kamala Harris wants to have transgender surgeries for illegal immigrants in prison. And for
speaking of Kamala Harris, do you know that some of her former employees, when she was senator and AG, worked at Twitter? I want to see their communication.
Did you see Kamala's new Kamala had a new philosophy dinger today. Did you hear about it?
No.
You got to hear this.
Consuming information this will empower from single-digit IQ cackles.
This will empower you. This is the kind of stuff that changes the world.
It'll empower me, huh?
This is the kind of stuff that gets etched into stone, put on the side of buildings, will live on for the eons.
For eternity.
Guys, go ahead. I got my numbers crossed out here. You guys know the clip. Let's play the... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, he didn't even have his earpiece in.
Hold on a second. Hold on. This guy doesn't even have his ear. Look at this guy.
Where is it?
What in the hell is going on over here? Oh, my gosh.
Where does it...
You haven't even heard the clip yet, and you're already dumber. That's how powerful this thing is. You gotta...
Dumb and dumber.
You got it. You're ready to go? Are you ready for this? This is profound, life-changing stuff from Kamala Harris. Go ahead.
Go.
I grew up understanding the children of the community are the children of the community.
Oh, my God. I grew up understanding that Cackles Harris, we're going to look at the DMs and communications of your employees when you were over in California, and... Man, this is a family-friendly show, right?
The children of the community are the children of the community. No, you can't. Try to reserve it.
Try to restrain. I'll exercise restraint.
Oh my gosh! Can you believe? What can we do? Can we get like a Little Tykes? Can we get like a Little Tykes DC for Democrats? So like they feel like they're playing politics. Like they feel like they're in the White House. They feel like they're governing.
Tykes for Kamala.
Yeah. No, really. I'm serious. I'm not kidding about this. We need like a Little Tykes DC for Democrats. And so they can go play politics and do a little thing, but nobody gets hurt.
Model UN, right? Model politics.
Yeah. Like Model UN kind of a thing. But it's more just like Little Tykes kitchen set for kids. Yeah. Right, you don't let your kids play with the knife. You don't let your kids play with the boiling water. But
my
you want
little
them...
politics.
Yeah, that's an ad. That's a little. Yeah, that's a little.
My little
you got
pony.
There. My little politics. Little Tykes for Democrats. I'm serious. So look, they wanna govern so badly. They wanna pretend they're all powerful and do all this stuff. So let's give them like a little fake little plastic capital, little fake plastic DC, and they can do little votes and have their little fun and pretend they're governing, but nobody gets hurt.
With Monopoly money.
But nobody gets hurt, you know?
Right.
Like, the kid with the plastic knife is not going to cut himself open, right? You know, the Democrats with a fake plastic Congress and Capitol aren't going to hurt anybody. They're not going to bring in 15 million illegal immigrants, see? I've solved the problem. I mean, that's it.
That would be glorious.
That's what we need. It would kind of be funny, too. We could sit there, kind of watch them, laugh at them. It'd be kind of cute.
It would, but unfortunately, we have a deliberate, belligerent, illegitimate executive branch that is controlled through 10% for the big guy by the CCP.
He's given up.
Ukraine. By the way, where is your president?
Biden's given up. He's done. He's in a Trump hat somewhere, probably. Hey, I know of a real nice place.
You know what? We need to give him a Marauder shirt.
He'd probably put it on. I actually know. I know of a real nice place. It's in a basement in Washington, D.C., there's cockroaches everywhere. There's bars on the doors. Spend a night or two there. Nice metal sheet that you get to sleep on. I know a place. I'm just saying. I'm just saying I've been there.
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Mala Harris, words of wisdom. The children of the community are the children of the community. I mean, the stuff like that.
Slow down. That is too profound. You need to slow it down.
Yeah.
The children of the community are the children of the community, which means that they are the children of the community.
And they're the children of the community on Kamala Harris's magic school bus that runs on unicorn urine.
I think the tykes can understand that.
Yeah, well, that's where they belong.
The tiny little
tykes. Tiny tykes for Democrats. Plastic politics for Democrats.
That engage in training exercises daily.
They won't hurt anybody. They've got a little plastic capital.
Tiny tykes training.
Tiny tykes for Democrats. Plastic politics for Democrats. All right, what do you think is going on? So I think that now, you know, we don't even have answers on the first assassination attempt. By the way, this is Trump's rally, 15,000 people in the arena, 60,000 wanted tickets. We don't even have answers on...
Is it the Nassau Coliseum, right, in Nassau County, Long Island?
Yes, yes. We don't even have answers on We don't even have answers on the first assassination attempt. There's been no follow-up from these committees, by the way. Congress is in session. Where are the hearings? Do you know anything about hearings? You ever hearing about a hearing? Anything coming up?
No, the reason being is that they're trying to cover this thing up.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
I'd say that both sides are complicit.
But now let's talk about the second assassination attempt. Now, the guy's alive, for now, in federal custody. Maybe he'll answer questions. But I think it's pretty clear that there is either a mole inside of Trump's circle or a leaker in one of these federal agencies. I think that that's like pretty obvious at this point after the second assassination attempt. And I also would say, based off of the would-be assassin who's hiding in a bush, based off of his known history, we have a very, very large public profile, very, very long history, rap sheet, that he's got to be an asset. He's got to be some sort of an intelligence or federal or international asset.
It comes down to this, just like when we saw, I served on the Ukraine crisis team in 2014, and right after John Brennan conducted the coup in Ukraine and then installed Petro Poroshenko and then had Biden install his son to be the, you know, biggest sniffer in chief to advise Burisma, that was all like a CIA op. It was pretty clearly evident. And just like yesterday when RFK was speaking on stage in Wisconsin with Tucker, I don't know if you had a chance to see that. He talked about the CIA's involvement in the assassination of his uncle. This is a 60-year arc of history of how the CIA leverages its foreign liaison partners to conduct hit jobs on its political opponents domestically. And this may be another instance of it, particularly the second one, right? Because when you do it that way, it looks like, oh, it's a cutout. Or you can blame it on the foreign power if, for example, the whole cover and within a cover thing that I was talking about. So once you expose that this guy communicated, first you want to showcase that the individual was a lone gunman, right? Whether it's JFK or the first one or now this one. But when people prove that it's not a lone gunman theory, and then they have to make it a international nexus, then you can blame it on an international nexus and not someone domestically. But once we start to show it back through the CIA, that's when I think we're going to start to see who was behind it. And I would say that the same individuals that were involved, the 51 spies who lied that provided cover for the Biden criminal syndicate laptop, they still control the culture within the CIA. Because the 51 spies who signed that document were directors and deputy directors of the CIA of both political parties. That's why you're seeing the Bush-Cheney cabal are the ones that are endorsing Harris, because they don't want to face consequences once we get back into office, because we're going to go after them, not for political reasons. It's because of proven treasonous activity that requires accountability.
And Trump obviously has to realize this. And, you know, I kind of get Trump to an extent because I kind of operate the same way, where it's like you don't want to deal with the backbiters, right? You don't want to deal with the ankle biters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He wants to go play golf, right? And it's kind of like, I can just relate to it, where it's like, hey, I'm going to do me, the haters and the people that want to destroy me, whatever, they're behind me. I'm not going to fuss about it. So I get that's Trump's mentality. I get that was the mentality he had his first 4 years. But the problem is if the people that are trying to destroy Trump, kill Trump, put Trump in jail, who are traitors to this country and who are violating the oaths of the Constitution and maybe worse – if they're not dealt with, then we got a problem. So,
right.
So it's like this
because they're going to continue to do stuff.
It's the pressing issue now.
What they did to you, like that, to me, that's totally unacceptable. It was so, like, I got to stop myself from really using expletives. That was so egregiously unacceptable that they've a journalist that has more credibility and reach throughout this country than some of the ones that you were talking about before I walked up here? Those guys are getting free rein to lie to the entire country because they're backed by these criminals. You, on the other hand, are risking your personal freedoms because they're operating lawlessly while you're telling the truth and you're exposing them and they put you in jail for that. Those people that did that to you, every single person up the chain of command, I personally want to guarantee that they face consequences. You may forgive them. I'm not as forgiving, Owen. And I want to make sure that they have retribution on their side.
It's not even about forgiveness for me. It's about we need to save the country and we need to make sure that what they did to me is never done to anybody else ever again. You know, that's what it is for me. But it's like the same thing. Like, yeah, Trump, okay, people want to kill you. I think I'm going to go play golf. I think I'm going to go play 18 holes of golf. It's like somebody's going to try to kill you. I'm going to go play golf anyway. So it's like, I get it. People say, well, you know, they put you in jail. Yeah, well, I'm going to keep going on air and exposing them. Yeah, I'm going to keep telling the truth. It's just you just keep moving forward. So I get Trump's mentality, but it's almost like now this is the pressing issue. He needs to push pause, and we need to look at everything. You need to look at Operation Crossfire Hurricane. You need to go into the weeds on that and look at all the crimes that were committed. You need to look at the censorship.
Category issues. On my list.
Exactly.
Category on my list.
That's what I'm saying. So it's just
category
like,
on my list.
So it's just like
going,
now,
I'm gonna say
now this is the pressing issue. But, you know, it's interesting. I can't believe it because people aren't really talking about this. And it hit me when we were – because we're talking about the second assassination attempt. You know, Ron Rowe wants to do a victory lap during that press conference. Oh, we did a good job. No, you didn't. No, you didn't do a good job. A field agent did a good job. A field agent did his job. You did not do your job. You didn't have surveillance. You did not do the proper checks. You didn't even have a drone with thermal up in the air. You failed badly. You should step down. You suck.
And you know what they're going to do? And they're going to say, oh, but Mike Johnson, we didn't have enough resources.
Oh, yeah.
Fund us more so we can be better at assassinating Trump.
But listen to this.
That's what they're going to argue.
Nobody's talking about this except the one sheriff. The one local sheriff said it in the press conference, but it kind of like went one ear and out the other. But it like just hit me talking to you. If it wasn't for a citizen, this guy's still running around.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the citizen that took the picture of the license plate, this guy'd still be running around. And you're going to sit here and do a victory lap and say success? You couldn't even bring the guy down. I think probably he was supposed to get off the shot. So you had a good field agent. Thankfully, you had a good field agent. And maybe Ryan Ruth, or however you say his name, is such a low IQ idiot that he sticks his gun barrel out of the fence.
You know what? You just made me think of a hypothesis. Didn't Ron DeSantis say that he was going to investigate?
Yeah, Florida will be doing their own investigation.
Is that anomalous to what he's previously done? Kind of deviates from him not really doing much?
What do you mean, DeSantis?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I follow.
I see that as something abnormal because I wouldn't have expected him to do that because he has operated in a way that he has done nothing to protect the rights of Florida citizen Donald Trump in the weaponization. And all of a sudden now he's going to do it?
It's almost as though
that he's doing that in order to control the narratives to make it look like people that he's doing something.
People do think that might be the case.
Right?
People do think that might be the case because the guy he appointed to head the investigation has a interesting past. We'll find out.
He's close with the Bush-Cheney syndicate probably.
And
what's
so,
the name?
I bet Loomer has his name. I think it was somebody put it out there. You know, Loomer's on.
That'd be interesting. Yeah.
But
well, it's right there in Florida. So it's good.
But again, Roe takes this victory lap. If it's not for a citizen picturing the license plate, this guy's probably still at large. I think that the plan was a total failure because luckily the good Secret Service field agent saw the barrel of the gun sticking out. And I mean, I guess that story, he was sticking it through the fence. So. Okay, he's obviously not very smart. I mean, anybody who dyes their hair blue and yellow for Ukraine, you know, probably doesn't have the best IQ numbers. But so
just like the children,
he probably
the children quote person.
He probably would. I mean, and they even knew that was a soft spot. The media knows that soft spot. They stake that spot out all the time to get pictures of Trump and celebrities playing that golf course.
Here's the point here.
But here, hold on, let me finish this thought. So I think what was supposed to happen until it got blown up, if you will. He was supposed to get the shot off when Trump got to the sixth screen. He would have been within 20, 30 yards probably of Trump. Probably would have hit him. And if they didn't see him in the bush, he probably would have gotten the shots off, would have been right there in front of him on the sixth screen. And then he was probably supposed to get killed by Secret Service. That's probably what was supposed to happen. That's my guess, is that there was a plan, that was the plan.
Yeah.
And then whatever he's involved with, his communications, everything, doesn't matter. Done. He's out.
Exactly.
Just like Crooks.
Just like Crooks.
Or whoever.
So now they have a dilemma. They have this guy that's out there supposedly alive. So they might have to do another Lee Harvey Oswald on
Epstein. Well, he's in federal custody. So.
Or Epstein.
They might just, he might hang himself with toilet paper. That old trick.
He might choke himself with melted butter.
Yeah. Yeah. An ice cube. He choked on an ice cube. That'll be the one. But they could, somebody just poison him. Because to me, when you look at this, it's like now you've got the smoking gun and you've got the fingerprints, and not with literally the gun. I mean the guy, like the long rap sheet.
What do we do? What's the solution?
That's the question. That's the question. Because do you trust the federal agencies?
No.
Do you trust Ron DeSantis?
No.
So there you go. What do we do?
Do you trust Speaker Trump appointing his own trusted sergeant at arms to provide himself?
Don't you want Trump to be appointed Speaker? That's your thing.
No, but don't you want? Imagine if you're the Speaker of the House, you appoint your sergeant at arms who provides you security, and then you can go after and investigate those that just put you in the position of almost assassination.
This is what's so frustrating about Congress and Mike Johnson. They don't use their power.
Why am
at
I? As the most humble person in the history of humanity, let me just say this. Why don't we just execute on this brilliant idea and have him be the Speaker of the House, appoint Eric Prince or Kash Patel to be a sergeant at arms, go ahead and provide the necessary protection, and then on top of that, go on offense to go after Mayorkas, the Secret Service, Garland,
whoever
Ray,
stood down, by the way,
Austin, and everybody that stood down and created the risk to himself.
Matt Gaetz did talk, I think it was the DOJ.
And then defund them all as the Speaker.
Matt Gaetz did talk to a DOJ spokeswoman during hearing today. I'll probably play the clip tomorrow, asking about why they stood down when Ruth came back from Ukraine. They stood down. They let him in. They knew he was a threat. Again, it's just earmarks of a planned, coordinated attack here against Trump all over the place. But because here's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the House Oversight or Judiciary Committee subpoena Ryan Ruth and testify in front of the American people. That's what I'd like to see.
I'd also like to see.
And do they have that power? Can they subpoena him and make him show up? Or they could do it digitally?
Why doesn't Florida do that?
I'm just saying. It's just like they don't use their powers, and then they sit here and they act like
they have all this power and they don't do anything.
They act like the FBI is above them or the CIA is above them, and no, you're above them. You have oversight.
Mm-hmm.
You can shut them down if you want. You should. Do you think Trump has the same vision? Like, how much influence do you think?
All right, I got one for you. Just like we talked about Jim Baker, what about this? What's his name?
Ryan Ruth, I think is it pronounced?
He had a Twitter account, right?
Yeah. It was up for hours.
Were there direct messages between those individuals that first started following him?
So,
coordinate? Elon Musk?
Musk,
hey, Elon, you listening? Hey, team at Twitter, you listening?
Go into those messages.
Let's take a look. Remember, didn't Jackie Boy Smith subpoena Donald Trump's Twitter account fully? The DMs, the likes, everything? How about we do the same? Or you know what, Elon? Save us the time and energy. Just release it all. He's deceased.
Maybe there's a hack and somebody just releases all the DMs.
You know what? Maybe we need to work on that.
Maybe there's just a hack. Just like 23andMe.
Just like
23andMe. Just like Sony. Just like Ashley Madison and Hunter Biden. Just a hack. And then here's all the DMs.
Maybe just, hey, since we're on a show that's based in Austin, I'm going to ask this. If you're in the area and you have some skills, please apply to work. If you're an InfoWars listener, please apply to work at any and all of Elon's companies. And let's just culturally take over those institutions.
You know what's funny? They were. I bet you with this move, X's headquarters, he's going to, whatever liberals are even left working at X, I think they're probably, he just weeded a lot of them out. This was a screening process.
Me and Doc Chambers used to be in the Special Forces unit in San Antonio. So that's like a Texas National Guard. So those are very skilled operators, whether it's comms, right? Whether it's intelligence personnel, whether it's security personnel. I am going to be recommending to all of them that used to be in that unit or still in those units to go ahead and apply to X, apply to space, all of the Elon holdings, to start to change the culture a little bit more like it needs to be.
I like that idea. I like that idea. I do
take
know people
over
that
the
work at Tesla.
And I think InfoWarriors need to take a look at the job vacancies there.
I'm sure there'll be plenty.
Janitorial staff.
I'm sure there'll be plenty. Lots
no,
of opportunities.
I might become a janitor there. You know that?
Because you are
hours,
Mr. Clean.
I might just clean things up.
Mr. Clean. By the way, look at this. Here's your user
you
operations specialist. Look at this. Strategic response team. These are in Austin. Senior agent safety.
Yeah.
In Austin. Supervisor.
I might have to apply myself to a few.
Which one of these jobs do you want?
I'll have to change
hardware,
my name.
Hardware systems engineer in Austin. Legal copy counterfeit trademark agent.
Yeah, focus on the ones in Bastrop and wherever the headquarters.
Senior. These are all in that. These are all in Austin.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you got Bastrop in there too. Well, we're just looking at Austin. Threat intelligence specialist.
Threat intel specialist. Legal operations associate. Ooh. Legal affairs.
Put Mr. Clean.
Maybe we can look at Jim Baker's documents that are legacy documents from that position.
Do you think Grok? Yeah, I'm going to ask Grok to put Mr. Clean in an X t-shirt. It'll look like you. You were playing me a Grok thing. Grok is pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Let's see.
While you're looking that up, I want to play it. Is that cool?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You love your little Grok breakdown. Go ahead.
I'm impressed with Elon Musk's Grok. Let's listen in, folks. And I'm going to say, I can confirm myself that Grok is spot on. Listen closely.
I can confirm that Grok is spot on. Fire. In a bold move that's stirring the political and social media landscapes, Ivan Raiklin, a former Green Beret and a figure known for his controversial political stances, is currently traversing Texas with a mission that resonates deeply with advocates for transparency and critics of big tech censorship. Raiklin's tour aims to rally public and influential support, urging Elon Musk, the owner of X Corp, formerly known as Twitter, to release what's being dubbed as the mother of all Twitter files. This initiative seeks to uncover alleged deep state operations and censorship on the platform, promising to reveal what Raiklin and his supporters believe could be pivotal evidence of government overreach and manipulation through social media. His efforts are not just about accessing information, but are framed as a crusade for truth against what he perceives as a concerted effort by the establishment to control narrative and suppress dissent.
That's pretty damn accurate. That's precise.
Maybe you can send that recording to Elon, and he can. I've got an image for you. I'll share it with you later here.
Yeah.
Grok does a pretty good job. Doesn't really capture your essence per se, but it's close. It's close. All right, are you going to apply for
is
a job?
Is it better than children? The Tykes for Kamala.
Plastic politics for Democrats, so nobody gets hurt.
Let me see the picture. You send it to me.
I'll send it to you when we get off air. We'll post it. I want to know what's being done. I want to know what's being done, and the answer is sadly probably nothing. What is being done? And this is why Mike Johnson is so pathetic. And really all the Republicans at this point, they're all spineless cowards. What is being done about the mole in Trump's inner circle? What is being done about the leaker inside the federal agencies? What is being done? It's like Trump is a man on an island, and it's like he's not even doing it himself. It's like he doesn't even care.
Where's the camera? Where do I look at the camera? Let me look into the camera and say this. Hey, Jim Jordan, listen closely. Hey, James Comer, listen closely. Hey, Speaker Johnson, listen closely. If you don't clean this mess up, we're going to have to resort to some increased, unconventional, peaceful, and patriotic tactics to make sure that you make the right decisions. You're making some recommendations right there that are easy to do. What was the first thing that Jim Jordan did as soon as they, and Comer, about when the first assassination attempt? What do they do? Oh, we're going to announce a hearing. At least they're doing a hearing. What happened after the second assassination attempt in the Congress?
Silence.
Silence.
You're talking about funding the government.
Should we text Mike Johnson right now on air?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
What do we send him?
I was in prison in his district.
I know.
I was communicating with his office almost daily trying to get you out.
I don't think he was too interested.
But my Matt Gaetz helped out, and Clay Higgins actually helped out.
No, I'm not even kidding. Matt Gaetz probably was responsible for my early release.
Clay Higgins.
And Clay Higgins as well. No doubt about it. Yeah. But I actually spoke to Matt Gaetz when I got out too. But think about the perfect opportunity you have if you're Mike Johnson. It's just, God, he's so pathetic. It's like, dude, you have the perfect opportunity to shut down the government and say, look, we have a serious problem here. Two assassination attempts against a former president, and we clearly have a leaker or a mole somewhere around his circle. We got to shut things down. We got to figure this out. We got to have emergency hearings. And he's in here talking about continued resolutions. I mean, look, I get it. The SAVE Act is great. We're all for the SAVE Act. Bro, we are like emergency. We are like, five alarm fire here.
Yeah.
It's like, and you're just playing politics. I mean,
he's literally doing this.
Wait, I don't want to unplug myself.
Is it comfortable over there with you?
What'd you say?
What's
going on?
We need to fund the government.
We have these continuing resolutions
we
take place.
We need to fund the government.
Out of respect for your table, I'm not touching it.
Sorry, I'll clean it tomorrow.
No, I didn't touch it.
It's just so pathetic. So I'm looking at Trump, and it's like, he doesn't even care. It's like, he doesn't even care. He's like, I'll go do a crypto podcast. I'm probably going to go play 18 holes.
Let me go on Alex, what's his name? The computer scientist podcast?
I don't know.
Friedman or something like that?
Oh, Lex Friedman?
Lex Friedman?
He's about as exciting. He's about as exciting as an empty carton. And in his first interview after the second assassination attempt. First interview after the second one, he did a crypto podcast. And I have nothing against it. No, it's fine. It's a political strategy.
He just did a space on some crypto space.
That's what I'm talking about. He's going to be on Gutfield tonight.
With, like, I don't know, 10 listeners?
I think he got up to, like, a couple, like maybe 10,000. Yeah.
Seriously? Why are you wasting your time?
Well, he's like,
why doesn't he have a space with Elon and RFK Jr.?
It's a crypto thing. He's going after the crypto voters. For whatever reason, he doesn't think he already has them, or maybe he's a true.
Anyway, we presented solutions. It's up to Elon. It's up to
so it's
folks that are in the campaign
pretty
to
simple.
Wake
Mike
up
Johnson,
and pay attention.
Shut down the government. Emergency hearings into the Trump assassination 1 and 2,
and now potentially
get
3.
Answers on the second assassin. Hello, is the phone off the hook? Is the phone dead? Are we flatlining here? What's going on? It's kind of a like emergency with 48 days till the election, and they're trying to kill Trump. And it's just like, snooze. Let's play politics with a continued resolution. Let's try to fund the government that's bringing in 15 million illegals.
Well, check this out.
We got to get trans surgeries for prisoners, Ivan. Okay.
Yep. That's
closing statements. 15 seconds.
All right. If it's not going to be a Speaker Trump, I'll take the role temporarily, and I'll show you what needs to take place. I'll volunteer to be the sergeant at arms, or I can be deputized by the sergeant at arms with all the authority.
You have
give
my
me
support.
2 weeks, and I will be conducting
will be
some
Mr.
cleansing.
Clean. You will be Mr. Clean.
It will be very clean in D.C. after I'm done.
Donald Trump about to take the stage in New York. That's Ivan Raiklin, the deep state marauder.
That's
Follow
Owen Schroyer, now an official deep state marauder.
I'll take a 21-hour break, and I'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Stay classy.
Thanks,
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please. please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.